My college mentor, Mrs. Marlene Evans, was a master teacher, and she had a very concise phrase she used to explain what it looked like to live out the Christian life every day, putting other people first, loving others. This was her phrase: cheerfully and willingly giving up your way several times a day and never mentioning it. It was five parts, and each part was more important than the last one. For me, probably I think most about the last phrase, never mentioning it. Recently in our government, there's been a lot of talk about the leadership requiring the federal employees to go back to the office, to work in the office, and to explain to their boss, what have you done in the last week? Now, this is creating a lot of stir. A lot of people's attitudes are, how dare you ask me that? Whereas I'm sure other people's attitudes, even though it doesn't get media attention, would be, oh good, I'm so glad you ask. I've been working hard and here's what I've been doing. That is fundamentally the way we all think. And I want to encourage you this week, ladies, as wives, as moms, as Christian leaders in our church, our community, as teachers of good things to younger women, maybe Sunday school teachers, as church members and ministry workers, we should have the attitude that we are very grateful that we have the ability to go the extra mile. Jesus instructed his disciples through the Gospels, if a man asks you to go with him 1 mile, go with him twain or two. And that was due to a Roman law at the time, that if a Roman soldier saw someone on the road and they wanted that person to help them to carry their gear or whatever it was, they had the right to stop that person who maybe was coming home to his family after a day of work or something like that, and require that man to go with him in his direction for 1 mile. That was a requirement. If a Roman soldier asked you to do that, you had to do it, no matter what else was happening in your life. Jesus is telling his disciples, if he asks you to do that as a Christian, don't just go 1 mile. Go 2 miles. Do more than what's expected. Do more than what's required of you. Now, motive is important here. We aren't to go above and beyond because we're type A personalities and we're perfectionists. And, you know, if somebody wants us to bring something to a party, we're going to bring this lavish thing that we've spent 5 hours on so that everyone can ooh and ah over how amazing we are as a cook or a homemaker or a wife or a mother. The motive of why we're doing extra is so important, because women are wearing themselves ragged because they have their identities wrapped up in how they perform. We can really fall easily into that trap. Look at me. I'm the best Sunday school teacher. I bring the best treats and my class loves me. Look at me. I do all this for my kids' lunches. Look at me. My kids have done this in their life. Look at me. We have this awesome house that I'm going to feature on social media. Motive is so important. That's why I mentioned never mentioning it. Ladies, we have the profound honor of literally being the person that works hardest for our families in our home. Look at the Proverbs 31 woman. She never toots her own horn. If God has given you the health to work hard physically and the mental capacity to think of how you can be a benefit to those around you, Jesus is asking us as his disciples. He said, it's easy to be saved. You just trust me and you're saved. It's not easy to be Jesus' disciple, his follower. He said, you'll lay down your whole life for this. And to be a follower of Jesus Christ is to get up in the morning and to fulfill our jobs and go the extra mile and be grateful for the opportunity that we can, without ever mentioning it, give more than what's required of us as an offering to God for gratitude for all he's done for us. Jesus sees all that we put in to our lives. And if he has gifted you with a family, your sacrifice and offering of love and gratitude for that is visible in how much above and beyond are you willing to go and not feel used, not feel like a doormat, not feel like it's unfair, but just in love and gratitude for God. This is actually how the women live that we most admire, even though we don't see it because it's hidden. But they are cheerfully and willingly giving up their way for others several times a day and never mentioning it. That produces joy and happiness and fulfillment. And that will keep at bay those feelings of being less than and not good enough. That is where the joy is doing above and beyond for Jesus. And that above and beyond benefits our husbands and our children and those fellow employees at work and our students and our neighbors. That's what the outpouring is for. That's what it looks like to live the abundant Christian life. May I inspire you and myself today? If you feel used, if you feel pulled in all directions, if you feel, why am I doing all of this for everybody? Possibly that attitude is stemming from time you're spending on social media. Possibly that attitude is coming from the group of friends you have decided to surround yourself with. Possibly you need to get into a zone in your life where going above and beyond and being a servant, which Jesus said was the greatest of all, is the goal, is the norm, is the gratitude and the happiness that you get to do that. You get to be a servant. May I challenge all of us today? Let's do a heart check. If we put in anything extra for anybody, are we sure to require repayment from them? Or can we just give more as an offering of love to Jesus Christ? Let's live that way this week and see how happy we are at the end of the week. I love you, friends. Let's walk in love, loving God through loving others.